So I say to you, welcome to the last remaining hours of 2012. And you know, there's been much said about this year, lots of talk about 2012. And I know that many people might have expected to see some outward cataclysmic signs and wonders, you know. Perhaps some unmistakable visible changes. Although we did see some very unusual weather this year. But I think people were expecting something so strong and so undeniable that we would have to know immediately that we're in the middle of a change, that there would be volcanoes erupting and fire falling from the sky and all of these things. But the kind of transformation and transition that we are experiencing is an energetic one. It's a spiritual one. And we probably will more than likely feel it before we see it. Those of you that are tuned in can feel it before you see it. How many of you feel the change that's happening? Yeah, we can feel it before we'll see it. But not to worry, we are still in the midst of it. And what is this it that I'm speaking of? What is the it that we are in the midst of? Well, it is the energetic and spiritual shift into a new age, and it's a shift into a new consciousness, a shift into a new way of being. So what we are experiencing right now, we're not just witnessing the ending of 1 year and the beginning of another, but we are actually experiencing the end of an age and the beginning of another age, not just another year. And this, you know, some call it the golden age, but this is the age in which we are going to see a shift in our beingness of how we're showing up on the planet. Somebody sent me on Facebook, wonderful, you know, had some ditties on there, and I thought, oh, I didn't have time to write it all, so I thought, I'm going to use modern technology and I'll bring my phone. And I better turn it off so it won't ring, though. So here's the shift that we're moving into in this new age, this new way of being. It's from, we're moving, you know, away from that ego-based false sense of self into the true self, into the soul of who we are. And it says this, so we move from the me to the we. We move from a sense of separation into unity. We move from, you know, constant blame into understanding. Sometimes there's nobody's, let's understand it. We're moving from hostility into friendliness. We're moving from resentment into forgiveness. We're moving from pride into love, from complaining into gratefulness and thankfulness, from jealousy into co-happiness, from anger into peace, from power into being humble, from materialism into being spiritualism, into madness, from madness into wisdom, from war into peace, from coldness into sympathy, from past or future oriented into the now orientation, from intolerance into tolerance, from self-importance into we importance, from egotism to altruism, from self-denial to self-acceptance, from social intolerance to social acceptance. And living up to this, and from living up to doing this and doing that into the simplicity of just being. Being our authentic self. And I love this list because this speaks to where we're headed. You see, it's not how much we're going to accomplish and do, which is fine. We've created some wonderful things thus far. The internet, we've been to the moon, that's great. But it is what we are becoming. It's the beingness of the soul that is now having the opportunity to fully express on the planet. And so I think it's just powerful to do that. The old way of being is passing away. We are dying to our limited sense of self, and we are giving birth to the divine nature of who we really are. And we're in the early stages of learning how to be fully divine. Fully divine. And our sort of perceived humanity is giving way to our expressed spirituality. We're dying to live. We're letting go to be liberated. We are surrendering to transcend. And we're ending to begin. That's what it's all about. But whenever we talk about the end of something, it may feel as if we are speaking of a death, or maybe a transition of some sort, or perhaps a closing of a door, or a ceasing to be. When we think of the end, that somehow it's ceasing, that whatever it is, it now ceases to be, which is why some people fear endings, and some people fear letting go, and some people fear death, because we believe it's the end. But here's the good news, and this is the wonderful news, that there is no such thing as an end without a new beginning. It doesn't exist. You cannot have an end to anything without also having a new beginning. With every end, it has attached to it automatically a beginning. Now, you think about that. This moment just ended, but the moment just began. Right? There is no ending. You might think we have, when you die. No, when you die, there's life. It means that we're moving from moment to moment, from expression to expression. And if we really understood that, then we would be able to celebrate our endings as well as we celebrate our beginnings. Because they're one in the same. They are actually one in the same. Every ending is a beginning, and every beginning is an ending. That's the way it goes. There is no in between. You know, in between you have life, and then we have an in-between period, and then there's something that happens and whatever, and then there's death. There's no in-between. There's only a transition from one state of being to the next, from one moment to the next, which is happening all the time. We're in the process of ending and beginning constantly. And what usually causes us suffering, friends, and causes us pain, is that when we refuse to let go of what has ended so that a new beginning can take place. That's where the pain comes in, right? Because we want to hold on to what is known, to what is, right? We want to hold on to what is known. We want to hold on to what has already manifested. We want to hold on to what we have. And it's this holding on that causes us pain and suffering. But this is the process of life, because the call of life is this. It is called to what is unknown, what is yet to be manifested. The call is what is coming into being. That's the progression. That's the excitement of life. That's the process of life. It is the coming into being. It is our constant birthing. And so we want the known. We want to have it. Well, you had it, but you must release it so that there's something else to have, something else to be. Paulo Coelho said this. He said, if you are brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. Right? If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. So it should be goodbye, hello. But we kind of go goodbye, oh, goodbye, oh, goodbye. Right? And we hang in there with the goodbye and the pain of the goodbye that we can't get to the hello. It's goodbye, hello. Constantly, if there's a goodbye, immediately there must be that hello, because there is no in between. There isn't a time when there's not that new beginning. The end, the beginning. The beginning, the end. There's no in between. In fact, that should be our mantra for this year, that there is no in between in 2013. No in between. And what that means, friends, is that we're not going to live in an in-between life. That means no half-hearted living, right? No half-stepping at all. No sitting on the fence. No resting in the holding pattern of life. No fear of letting go. No hesitation or living in the past. Only a full, all-out living in the now moment. Being fully present right here, right now, to what is. And living out loud. You know, we've got the LOL laughing. No, it's about living out loud. Living your best life right now. See, sometimes it's easier, or it feels or seems easier, to kind of hide out. I did a little hiding out today. I went to the nail spa and I ran into somebody. I saw somebody come in and I didn't really want to see them to see me, actually. And I was drying my nails. I said, oh, I'm gone. My nails are done, you know. And as I got in the car, I thought about it, and I said, because this individual, sometimes I allow myself to feel small in their presence. I allow myself to be uncomfortable or not to feel like my full, free, living out loud, authentic self that should have gone up and said, hey, how you doing? Happy New Year to you. But instead, I didn't want to. And so I recognized it, and I saw that, and I said, you know what? I don't want to bring that into this new year. I want to be so comfortable in my own skin that if you ain't comfortable with my skin, too bad. That I can be present, fully present to my own life and present who I am and not feel any kind of shying away or holding back or trying to hide out, because there's no in-between in 2013. There's no kind of living, because we're in a different age, friends. We're in a different time of being. And so it may feel easier to hide out, but if you do, then you can't expect then life to show up for you if you're not willing to show up for life. You just can't, you know. So you got to be willing to show up for life. And if you're not willing to show up for life, then you may feel as if you're dead. Right? Because you don't want to participate. But why experience that? Why not experience the goodness and the beauty and the power and the glory of life? After all, life is for living, is it not? Life is for living. There is no in-between. If you've ever attended a traditional funeral, somewhere along in the service, you might have heard the pastor say something like this when speaking of the person who has made their transition. They'll say something like, oh, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then everybody says, amen, amen. Well, here's a new thought, new thought. Here's a new thought, new thought. To be present in the body is to be present with the Lord. See, we don't have to wait until we die to have the full-blown experience of being present to God. We are present to God right here, right now. We are present to the fullness of life right here, right now. We don't have to wait to get our glory, and hopefully there'll be another expression when we move from this particular plane. And yes, it will be good. I do. If there's a robe to be had, I want mine. If there's a crown, I want mine. But in the meantime, in here, on this plane, I also want the fullness of God. Right here and right now. I don't want to have to wait till I'm gone to begin to fully live. Because now is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable presence. There's no in between. There's no in between life and death. There's only the now moment to experience life. Whether here or whether there, it's the now moment to experience life. Life does not cease. It's eternal. And it is full in its presence, here as well as there. So I want to have all of my experience right now to be present to all that God is. I want to be present to all that God has for me. for all that God is and all that God has for me. So you want to be present to your life. You want to be present to your blessings because your blessings are ever present right here, right now. All the things that you need, your needs are fulfilled right here and right now. There is no in between. There is no time between time. There's only the now moment. And so this is a wonderful beauty of the age that we're in, that we're moving into. It is because we are finally going to get to experience heaven on earth. Because there is no in between. There is no separation. And the veil that caused us to believe that we were separate from God, that somehow God was off someplace and we were waiting and hoping, but that veil, that sense of separation has been lifted from our consciousness so that things, all things are now fully present. And we are aware of that. So when you speak a word, it manifests almost before you finish speaking it. This is the time that we are moving into, friends. When you hold a thought, that thought will become into come into being almost before you finish thinking it. I have already begun to experience this, and I'm sure many of you have as well. I can't even speak, boom, there it is. I think it, ooh, there it is. This is an exciting time. You see, 2012 ushered in a new beginning and a new age, and so it is, and with it comes the end, and it also comes, with it comes the beginning. And it's the beginning of a wonderful time where we are experiencing the now moment and really understanding what that is. And I hope you're ready for this new time, because there truly is no in-between in 2013. So speak your dreams. Speak them out loud and speak them often. Speak your dreams, give voice to that which you want, that which you see. Hold your visions in your heart and in your mind and let them begin to gather the new and wonderful, sacred and powerful energy around those visions that is here for you to do so. It's the energy and the vibration of manifestation and realization. So you hold it, bam, there it is. This is wonderful. Now, it can be a curse if you don't know what you want to hold and what you want to think and what you want to speak. So you must be on guard. You must be diligent. You must be clear. You must be focused. Because that stuff's going to come back quicker than you even finish thinking it and speaking it. And you will learn quickly. I need to speak my truth and truth only. I need to hold what I desire only, you see. So there's no more hiding out. You've got to be fully present to your life. Because we are all being transformed into the light of God. We are all being transformed into the expression and creation of God. No more hiding out, only living out. Living out God's plan for us. And God's plan for us is absolute good. It's exciting. It's wonderful. God's plan for your life can only be good because God is only good. Right? And so therefore we know that there's no in between. God is not good and something else. God is absolute good. No in between. I saw a quote on Facebook as well that I like. And it's my new thesaurus. I just go on Facebook and there are wonderful quotes there. But anyway, this quote, and it said this: the difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. The difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. And I like that. But I have to add something to that, because I have to add and I have to ask this question. Are you doing the things that will allow you to be? Because doing, how wonderful it is, however, you know, it's wonderful, it's vital, it's necessary, but doing is always secondary to being. Be first, do second, and then have. And so I hope in your letters to God, that you ask for some divine qualities of being and not just for things. Be first, then do, then have. And here's some more good news. Because that there is no in between in 2013, as soon as you be, you will automatically begin to do. And your doing will automatically bring the having. As soon as you be. What are you going to be? Be love. Be peace. Be whatever it is. You've got to claim all that you are. Your being says who you and what you are. So you claim what you are. You are divine. I be divine. You are strength, you are love, you are magnificent, you are wholeness, you are glory, you are steadfast, you are focused. Claim your being this. I am this. I am focused, I am clear, I am prosperous, I am awakened, I am God realized, I am a blessing. Whatever it is, claim it. Claim that you are living a life that is nothing short than the glorified essence of God that is imbued upon you from on high. This is the time, friends. So you got to step up and step out, because there is no in between in 2013. So live your best life now. Blessings. And blessings. And blessings. And now we will have.